Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
Bart, he's alive. What about Lily? Have you thought about how you want to break the news to her?
Where exactly are you going to find some other Upper East Side woman to take care of you the way I am?
You just made my decision for us to spend some time apart that much easier.
I'm with Chuck. He needs me. He's going through an extremely difficult time right now.
My computer is gone.
Gossip Girl. She took it.
How do you know that?
Either way, it's over. The real Gossip Girl's back.
Do you really want to spend the entire summer with me in Rome?
There's nothing I want more.
I've got a page from Blair Waldorf's diary where she tells all about who's really in her heart.
Where is she? And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
Good morning, Upper East Siders. How do you look today? You know, image is everything.
Oh, it's so great to hear from you, David. I would love to work together on another movie. Yeah, I'll look out for my premiere invitation. See you then.
But under those perfect clothes and perfect smiles, everyone has their not-so-perfect secrets.
Thank you. Taking you've decided to ask Lola to move in for the summer.
She sleeps here every night. I want to see her every day. I figure, why not?
This place could use a woman's touch.
Couldn't we all?
Lucky for me, nothing can stay hidden forever.
Have you heard from Lily?
No, nothing.
Whether the truth's in a diary or the daily news, once it's out, it will change everything. Let the chips fall where they may, along with the husbands and boyfriends.
It's bad enough you read my diary, but to publicly expose my naked thoughts is unconscionable.
I was never going to publish them. I just wanted to know that I could. I was upset about you and Dan. And I'm so sorry. I never thought Gossip Girl would steal my computer with everything on it.
Well, I took Dan's phone so he wouldn't see anything, but I'm just postponing the inevitable if she keeps releasing pages.
I wouldn't worry about Dan. He's a writer. He knows that diaries are all about exploring your thoughts. Like all those terrible things you said about me. That's not how you really feel.
It is now. Another day of wedding planning where my mother needs to make me small so she can be the star. There goes that relationship. No big deal. Who needs a mother? You better find a way to stop this before I lose everyone I ever cared about.
I will, right away.
Dorota! We need to find every damning thing I ever wrote so we can be proactive about damage control.
Every damning thing since grade school is a lot of damning.
Do you want a steam laundry in Siberia? Mobilize the troops! Hey.
Hey.
I know you want to talk to me about something, but can I go first?
Yeah, sure. What's going on?
I got a job as a swing in the touring company of Wicked.
Swing? What's that? Like a part or a prop?
It's like an understudy, but for a lot of characters.
Ah.
It's not exactly my dream, but with my mom in jail, it solves my summer housing problem.
Well, I know housing's an issue, but you don't have to leave New York.
I don't want to leave you either, but even if I could afford to stay here, I'd never find an acting job that paid enough. It's my best option. I've kissed my fitting, okay?
All right, well,
Oh, you wanted to talk. I'm sorry, I'll come over as soon as I'm done, okay?
I appreciate everything FHP did for Stella. I'm just not sure that it's the right path for me. All right, top suit. Leia, darling, why is Dorota carrying your life history?
Suffice it to say that I apologize in advance. If any of your meetings today are negatively affected by the publication of my intimate musings.
Thank you. My mother considers herself an arbiter of Parisian style, but the only friends she is intimate with are fries. Well, the reflections of an overprivileged and unattended 13-year-old have no bearing on the business I'm in town for, which I have to discuss with you.
I would love to, just as soon as I get my own business in order.
pages with foot and mouth already marked from K to 6.
What are you waiting for? Every minute is another bridge burned. Why should we help you when you call this back of house?
That was you. She says my hair is as thick as Jessica Simpson's.
That says head. You should be grateful that your names are mentioned at all. That guy spent 1 week with Marilyn and he is still living off the royalties. Your grandchildren will brag that their ancestors were belittled by Blair Waldorf.
Fine. What do we have to do? Hey, if you're calling to yell at me about Blair's diary, I know I deserve it, but I am doing everything I can to get Gossip Girl to stop posting any more of it.
Wait a second. Gossip Girl has Blair's diary?
That's not why you're calling?
No. My dad was trying to reach Lily, and I was wondering if you'd spoken to her since Bart's resurrection.
No, I left her a couple messages last night, but I haven't heard from her. I'm sorry, I have to go deal with this Blair thing.
Yeah, about that.
Just be the bigger person and don't read any of them. Stay off Gossip Girl, okay?
Serena hasn't heard from Lily?
No, she hasn't. Is that Lily getting back to you?
No, it's my lawyer. I asked him to find out what Bart's reappearance means for my marriage.
And?
Lily and Bart never got divorced, so technically they're still married.
Wait, what?
One of Lily's marriages has to be annulled. I'll make sure it's not mine. I gotta go.
Deceiving you was the only way to keep you and Chuck safe.
If I had known, maybe we could have done things differently.
You mean you would have come with me? Please. You were getting ready to leave me for Rufus.
I'm sorry for that. I should have had more respect for our marriage. What about Charles? I mean, his thinking you were dead was hell for him.
He got through it, though. With your help. He told me about the adoption, Lily. I owe you everything for that.
Charles's family. And even with you back, he's mine, too.
Now, here we are. Technically still married, with a son that we legally share. I can't deny the fact there's a part of me that would like to move back in here, repair the damage to our relationship, a great deal of which I am responsible for.
You know what? I have some wonderful memories.
I know. You've moved on. You are happily married to Rufus. I'm sorry. It was foolish of me to think that you'd ever choose me over him.
Status report. Penelope, social suicide watch.
Then that's not going to be happy.
Make a donation. Also include the ballet, opera, skip MoMA. Tim Burton is an art. I stand by that statement. Jessica, you are on restaurants. I need to be able to eat in this town again. Start by apologizing at Perse and work your way down to Bullet Foot. Cotty, regarding fashion, tell Diana that when I said her wraps looked like they were for falafels, that I meant it as a compliment. What could be more interesting than saving my future?
Your past.
This is all Serena's fault. She said she would fix it. It just made it worse. Go. Not you. I have a new task for you.
I'm not comfortable kissing Dan. I'll manage matters of my heart. You find every secret Serena has. I need the best one to destroy her. Just hope Chuck and Dan don't see this.
My father's press conference this afternoon. Make sure you only have hard sources. The Times, Journal, no Perez. What is it?
This new romance with Dan is fun, but is cultural stimulation enough? What if I never love anyone more than I love Chuck? Looks like someone forgot a D at the end of that word. Guess we just answered who's in Blair's heart. Question is there room for two?
Dan! come with me to the Shepherd's divorce party tonight? I should have known that marriage was doomed when Serena banged my boyfriend at the reception. You saw Gossip Girl.
You want to reimburse me for my new phones? I'm assuming it's you who took the old one.
I swear, it was just a fleeting thought that I jotted down the day before a hotel room incident. And drunk elevator sex changed all that. I would have edited it out of my biography had it not already been posted for posterity.
What you wrote wasn't about sex, it was about your feelings.
My feelings about our impending sex, which no longer apply.
Blair, I told you I loved you, and you pretended like you didn't even hear me.
Well, Dan, let's just put all that behind us.
So you're doing it again. Do you even want to be in this relationship?
Of course.
Is the reason you can't say you love me because you're still in love with Chuck?
No.
Then I need to know how you feel about me by tonight.
Dan.
We're supposed to be spending a summer in Italy together, and I don't want you coming unless I know where we stand.
Sorry that took so long. I'm here to talk now.
There's actually someone you need to talk to first.
Dad!
Your roommate said I would find you here. You look great.
Oh. Was everything okay? Did something happen with Mom's case?
No, I'm afraid her future is still pretty uncertain. But I don't want yours to be, so I've arranged for Carol's half of Cece's estate to be transferred to you.
This is a lot of money.
You know what it means, right?
I can pay for school.
And not be an Oompa Loompa understudy. You can stay in New York and live with me.
Did you just ask me to move in with you?
I believe you did. You can say no if you want, but you can't make the excuse that you don't fit into my world anymore. It's your world now, too.
Well, this is my mom's money. I can't make any decisions until I talk to her.
Rufus, you're looking well. See, the transition from Brooklyn to the big time has done you wonders.
I'm not here for small talk. I just need you to sign these annulment papers.
So, Lily has chosen to end our marriage in order to save yours.
She made her choice 3 years ago when she decided to leave you for me. Nothing's changed since then.
Maybe I have. All that time in hiding made me realize what's really important.
What does that mean exactly?
That if Lily's happiness depends on my signature on these, you will have them by the end of the day.
Thank you.
I just got off the phone with David O. Russell's assistant. My invitation to the premiere was rescinded.
I've always found him an intelligent filmmaker.
Because Gossip Girl posted a diary page about how I never read The Beautiful Undamned, but I just pretended to get the job.
Well, maybe you should have considered that before you leaked my diary.
It wasn't in your diary.
Not the ones you found, but it was on the page I just wrote and emailed to Gossip Girl when I saw your invitation.
But you knew how important that job was to me, and I was on the verge of getting another one.
Summer job on a film set versus exposing all my secrets. No, I'm not sorry. I'll never love Chuck again after what he did tonight. He's a monster. He deserves to be alone forever. I was waiting for that one. You happy now? Now that I'm as alone as you are?
Well, I'm only alone because of you. You had your prince and you had Chuck. You didn't need to take Dan, too.
I didn't take Dan. That's not how relationships work. You would know that if you'd grown up at all since high school.
Oh, come on, Blair. You're the one who can't move on. You're still in love with Chuck and you still won't admit it.
Get out. I mean it. I want you gone for good. Pack your things.
You can't hold me responsible for everything bad in your life.
I can, because you are. The best time I ever had was when you were gone 6 years ago. Leave your key with Dorota.
Well, it was about time William gave you my money. I was starting to worry he'd made some secret alliance with Lily. I guess it just took a while to arrange everything. But now we can hire you a great defense lawyer. I already have one. Abrams and Wilde took my case pro bono last week. Apparently, one of the partners read about me in the New York Social Diary. Just out of the blue like that? Mm-hmm. Wow, well, that's great, Mom.
Then why aren't you smiling?
This money is a good thing. Go tell Nate you'll move in with him. Don't turn your back on the life that I almost screwed up for you.
Lily told me I stepped up, but I had no idea how much you accomplished.
Thank you. How was seeing Lily after all this time?
I never dealt with such a formidable woman. Made me regret not treating her better.
It required dedication.
I assume you're talking about Blair Waldorf. But you two aren't back together.
I made a lot of mistakes after you left. I lost my temper. I lost myself. When I finally realized what I'd done, and I had the ring to propose, I was too late.
And then she married a prince.
Now she's with Dan Humphrey. Or at least I think she is. I don't really know how she feels about either of us.
So, what are you waiting for? Chances like this don't come around very often. And no one does a grand romantic gesture better than a bass.
I didn't have anything to do with your mother's new lawyer. Carol still won't speak to me. But if you need any help paying their fees, I'll contribute. Everyone deserves a defense.
Well, the firm is working for free. And if I needed money, I have my mom's half of Cece's estate.
That's right, William. But your father mentioned that.
Excuse me, Miss Lily. I have delivery from your attorney.
Thank you, Vanya.
Everything okay?
I'm not sure.
Do you mind letting yourself out?
They know the Q&A will be limited to 10 minutes only on specified subjects. That's all for now. What are you doing here?
I came to check on you. Gossip Girl's been putting a bunch of stuff up, and I wanted to make sure that you weren't hurt.
Why would I be hurt about something that was in your diary a year ago? We've been through so much since then. Talked about everything, made amends. Or is there some other reason you're here? Maybe tell me you and Dan broke up.
No. We haven't.
I can't play this game anymore, Blair. I spent the whole year waiting for you. I need to move forward with my life now.
Of course. You're right.
Unless there's something else you need to say.
She fired me. I'm on my way to meet everyone at Michael Jordan's steakhouse for the Shepherd's divorce party.
Oh, well, there's been a change of plans. You're not going to that. And neither is Blair. And you and your friends are going to see to it.
That's the problem with hired help. They'll work for anyone.
black as you did white. Hey, you look dapper.
Oh, thank you. You look beautiful. The way Harris texted me that she would be here, so I'm feeling a little bit better.
Then you should probably stay off Gossip Girl.
Why? Did I miss another diary post? She was just spotted at the Empire.
Come on, she's probably just telling Chuck that it's over between them for good, and I bet she's on her way here now. Come on, let's go to an alimony while we wait.
Hey. I appreciate you doing all this.
It's important that the world know you're back. It's new partnerships.
Speaking of which,
you didn't need to buy me a gift.
Actually, you bought it. I was in Harry Winston picking up an apology trinket for Lily. Aline told me it was in the vault. I thought you might want it back.
Why?
Well, isn't Blair still the most important thing in your life? Or is that last grand gesture we spoke of earlier?
Maybe I'll just hold on to it.
Lily, what a pleasant surprise.
Charles, do you mind if I speak to your father alone?
I'll tell everyone we need a few more minutes.
I can't believe how much more grown up you are at your age than I was. I suppose it's the divorce and all the other mistakes you've already made.
Well, it won't get easier anytime soon. I'm headed for a reckoning, Dan versus Chuck.
You always did love Jane Austen.
As literature, not my life. Dan is my best friend, and when we're together, it's great. I feel strong and safe, except in his neighborhood.
And with Chuck?
I'm vulnerable. He's devastated me, but he's also made me happier than I've ever been. I just don't know which kind of love is better. You probably think I'm pathetic for even caring. If I was truly powerful, I'd be content without any man at all.
Even moguls have hearts, my dear. Trust me, Blair. There isn't a woman out there more powerful than you are.
You really think so?
Yes, I do. That's why I want you to take over my company. That's what I've been trying to talk to you about. I have decided to retire. And I know you've always said you didn't want any part of what I do.
Well, have you seen my closet?
Mm-hmm.
Fashion is art and culture and history and everything I love combined. But I'm not a designer.
So your first order of business will be to find the right one to take over. So what do you say? Will you do it? Will a real Waldorf woman carry on the name?
Yes. Of course, yes. What did I miss?
A knock. Were you raised in a barn?
What are you doing here? I just missed you hours ago.
Then your diary said I was pathetic for showing up everywhere alone, so I thought we could go to the Shepherd party together.
But is that what you're wearing?
Serena just left here in exactly the same color scheme.
Give me a minute. Two more prenup shots, please.
No, maybe I should just text Blair.
No, don't do that. That will completely ruin the romance of her showing up to be with you.
What?
What happened?
I think Chuck is proposing to her.
Well, I'm so sorry, Dan.
Well, maybe it's not what we think it is. Or maybe if it is, maybe she's not going to say yes.
After being rejected at Blair's wedding, I don't think Chuck would ever make that move unless he was sure of her answer.
Well, then I want to hear that from her.
Oh.
No, it's okay.
I know somewhere where we can dry out.
What are you still doing here?
Waiting for Blair to change.
She left. She went through Serena's room to avoid you.
We'd have communication problems when she's
stole my phone.
Sorry to interrupt your diatribe, but can you unzip my dress? Don't worry, there's a slip underneath. I just can't get it dry like this.
We're allowed to find Diatron. Oh, right, communications. She tells me that I never shut up. She's the one who's always talking. It's not like her to choose Chuck and not say anything.
But it's exactly like her, actually. I'm sorry, I can't protect Blair any longer. All she does is lie and scheme, and she's done nothing but hurt you all year.
I thought she'd changed.
She's never gonna change. Don't you see, Dan, the Blair that you're in love with isn't the real Blair. It's the one that you created in your book. And she's always loved Chuck. She just used you to get between us because she knew that I loved you.
Sorry to bother you before your press conference, but you said you wanted to be honest moving forward.
I want nothing more. Was there a problem with the annulment papers?
Oh, I was just surprised. You didn't mention them when we spoke.
That's because Rufus brought them by after I saw you. I just assumed it was because you decided to stay married to him. I was only trying to honor your wishes.
I should have known you'd lure her here. How'd you do it? Sob story? Diamond necklace?
I should get to the press conference. Give you two some privacy.
How dare you have annulment papers drawn up behind my back?
I tried to call you. You didn't answer. I wanted to give us a chance to work things out before Bart started causing problems.
Our problems long predate Bart's return. You haven't spoken to me in weeks. You had no interest in working on our marriage until you saw this as a competition with him.
He's manipulating you to choose him.
But you're wrong. He signed the papers. It'll be my choice who I stay married to, not yours.
I am pleased to announce that Bass Industries will now truly be a family business with the return of the man who taught me never to give up, even on the dead. My father, Bart Bass.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mom. I've made my choice. I know who I need to be with. I'm on my way to town now.
Of course, none of this would have been possible without my son, Chuck. So thank you, Chuck, for keeping my feet warm. So starting today, I will be the only Bass in Bass Industries. Thank you. Any questions?
Some secrets even I couldn't see coming. Bye-bye, baby Bass.
I thought that went well. What'd you want to discuss?
You said this was a family business. What happened to us being partners?
You said partnership. I said nothing and did what was best for my company.
The only reason this company still exists is because I saved it. All I've done is work to protect your legacy.
And pine after Blair Waldorf.
There has nothing to do with the way I've handled this business.
You didn't try and trade her for a hotel deed. You didn't let everything fall apart when you ran away from her all the way to Europe. You didn't just 3 months ago almost bankrupt yourself trying to get her out of her marriage. I had hoped you would have grown such foolish behavior, but you're still willing to throw everything away for a girl who's done nothing but toy with you. And you proved that when you took that engagement ring.
You gave me it. You encouraged me to win her back.
It was a test to see if you were ready to be a Bass, to do the things you need to do to be a great man.
And you failed.
Failed. I got you out of hiding. I took down your enemy. I built this empire.
No. The most you have done is use my money to redecorate. Mass Industries needs to be run by a man, not a boy. If you've never grown up, maybe you can start now.
That was definitely not what I expected to happen tonight. Not that it was bad, it wasn't.
Oh, don't sound so surprised. We were always good together.
Yeah, we were, weren't we? Here. Huh. It's weird, your camera's on.
No, it's not.
Oh, I think it was recording us, actually.
Oh, gosh, maybe I hit the button when I was cleaning up the spill. Here, let me erase it.
You had Penelope T. Blair, huh? You knew that she wasn't Winchcock the whole time.
No, that's not true. She was spotted at the Empire. You saw that yourself.
You manipulated me into thinking that it was over so I would cheat on her.
Oh, come on, Dan. We both did this.
What are you going to do with this? You're going to post this video on Gossip Girl? I got to get out of here.
Wait, look. Blair really did choose Chuck.
I don't know who you are anymore.
I'm not here because I pity you. I'm here because it's time I was honest with you.
I love you.
I'm in love with you. I have tried to kill it, to run away from it, but I can't, and I don't want to anymore.
So what?
So now we can be together. Isn't that what you want?
It was. Before I lost everything.
Bass Industries isn't everything. I'm going to take over my mother's company, and it can be our future.
The only reason Waldorf Designs has a future is because I gave mine up for it. My father was right. They always put me first, and you bet against me every time. Now I have nothing.
You have me.
It's not enough. I need a future.
Then let me be part of it.
I want to be Mr. Blair Waldorf. Chuck Bass.
Poor Bee. Now that she's revealed what's in her heart, guess these diaries' days are dead, along with her happily ever after.
Jack, it turns out my father cut him out of the company, too.
I'm not surprised, but are you sure you want to partner with the guy?
I need resources. I'm going to get back what I built and my father stole. Nobody does resource management better than a vengeful Jack Bass.
Good luck.
I'll see ya.
You sure you don't want to come tour the Northwest with me? A little fresh air might be good after your last few months.
I would love to hang out with you in nature, but I've worked too hard on the Spectator to leave it now, so...
Well, I should go then. I have to finish all the paperwork to donate Cece's estate before I fly out.
Wait, where did you decide to leave the money?
I found a worthy cause.
Well, at least an annulment will be easier than a messy divorce.
Are you sure about this?
I can only have one marriage. And this just isn't one anymore.
Didn't sound too easy.
Well, it's a lot easier knowing how supportive you've been.
We both have a lot of making up to do. I look forward to continuing the process this summer in the Hamptons.
busy.
I never meant for you to get caught in the crossfire of my battle with Blair. But I deleted the video, so no one knows about it and no one got hurt. And please don't act like you're innocent here. I mean, it was mutual. We both used each other.
I was trying to escape my own pain, and you were trying to destroy your best friend. Those are two different things.
I'm sorry for how it happened, but I love you, Dan, and I don't think that you would have done what you did if you didn't still have feelings for me. And now there's nothing standing in the way of us.
Serena, there is no us. There's only you. And now that our parents are splitting up, I never have to see you again.
The French say, plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. Sounds romantic.
Hey, can you meet me on the way?
But all it means is the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Hey, sorry I'm late. You have no idea how many signatures took me to get you this money.
You sure you want to do this?
Cece gave it to you. I'm just giving it back.
Well, thank you. If you ever need anything...
After Lily sabotaged my mom's defense, I just need you to keep our agreement.
Take down Lily. I'm looking forward to it. But I thought you were giving away your money so you didn't become like the rest of your family.
I'm not. You are.
Outsiders remain on the outside. At least for now.
That is your third sigh since the seventh arrondissement. You having regrets about leaving, about speaking to Serena?
Not at all. Those are I love Paris sighs.
I can't wait to start discussing heel heights and hem lengths.
Good. I'll be sure that you're ready for this. You don't have any loose ends to tie up back home.
Nothing's holding me back anymore. I know what I want. And I'm gonna get it.
The queen bee ascends to reign over a new kingdom.
Blackjack.
What's the top 3 million?
Two more, and we'll be able to buy our way into the only game that can really help us take down Barfax.
As long as the pit boss doesn't make you for counting cars.
Fish, your bitch.
Stay 17.
And the wild cards just keep getting wilder.
This came from Diana Payne.
Whisk me away for a rendezvous under the Tuscan sun. You're lucky you're on my free pass list, otherwise Philip might have put the sauce.
This invitation isn't about seductions, Georgina. It's about scandal.
Can't a girl have both?
I need your photographic memory and your passion for social upheaval to help me write the book about the Upper East Side. The book I should have written from the beginning.
Nothing like a scorned lover to scorch the earth. I can hardly wait.
But even the same characters can start to play new power games. And old stars can cease to shine. S always said she wanted to be left alone. Now she'll get her wish.
Tammy sent me.
Do you have what I asked for?
Tammy said you're at the party.
you think, Bella?
I want your name.
As far as I'm concerned, Serena Vanderwoodson doesn't exist.
Seat available?
Yeah, take mine. Thanks for the call. You fought for me all year. I've come to fight for you.
Will you be joining us again?
You said I always bet against you. But this time I'm all in.
You all bet, sir.
What did I say about letting the chips fall where they may? See you next fall. XOXO, Gossip Girl. Tonight.